Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Dr. David Hilden is a doctor at Hennepin Healthcare and Vice President of Medical Affairs, and he joins us here on the CenterPoint Energy Home Service Plus Hotline. Dr. Dave, how are you?
Good morning, Dave. I'm doing well, thank you.
We're watching the country, of course, and the ramping of testing capabilities, but also in these weeks, and I think you and I chatted a bit about it last week, surging in many states. So you wonder, Dr. Hilden, about testing and what kind of demand. How are we doing here in Minnesota? Are we okay as far as testing, or do we have any kind of crisis here in this state?
We are doing okay right now, and it's, you know, for at least the last month or so, it's been good to be in one of the states that can actually, take a breather, if you will, in terms of being at the worst of it. Our testing capabilities are pretty good right now. I happened to take a walk through our viral clinic at Hennepin Healthcare right down at HCMC in downtown Minneapolis. That's the clinic where we will see anybody. You can walk in, although it's better to make an e-appointment first, if you register online first. And you can go in and you get your test. And there were, I think, a couple hundred people were tested in just that one clinic yesterday, and I was so impressed with our staff who was able to get them in. They do it safely. The tests are back very quickly within hours. And so our testing capacity seems to be pretty good right now here in Minnesota. Our cases are also at least stable. They're down from April. Our hospitalizations are down. And so right now we're doing okay. I should clarify that. Our hospitalizations for COVID are down. Our census in our hospital is way, way up from the usual stuff. And that's why we worry, because our hospital is basically full for people with a variety of things, even when COVID's a little bit low. And so if we keep having these little mini surges or these, flare-ups, if you will, before we're even done with our first wave of COVID, it puts us in a vulnerable position. So although we're okay, we're in a vulnerable position. And the hospitals in Texas, particularly in Arizona and in Florida, remind us what could happen if we let our guard down.
And you just mentioned first wave, so I guess I should mention that too, Dave, that this is the first wave. It's just a surge in the first wave, it appears, huh?
It is. This is not, it's not, this isn't going to come in discrete, one wave and then the second and then the third 6 months later. It is a continuous thing. It's more like a swell in the ocean that has higher peaks and a little lower valleys, but never goes away. We never have got rid of this yet. I would say we're still in the first wave, if you will, and we're having these peaks and we have waxes and wanes a little bit, but that's what we're going to see. I think the next real area of vulnerability is the fall, when we have when cold and flu season basically hits, and that is on top of coronavirus. The flu is also a virus. People often like to compare the flu to the coronavirus. They are very different, however. They're caused by different organisms. They have a very different clinical course. The coronavirus is far more rapidly spreading. And so that second wave, if you will, is somewhat worrisome that might come this fall.
Are you concerned about some repercussions from the recent July 4th celebrations?
A little bit. We're still learning about the ways of transmission. I think any doctor, including me, who tells you he knows it or she knows exactly how this is transmitted is not being honest with you. We're not sure exactly, but we have a pretty good understanding of some things. And large gatherings seem to be quite clear as a way of transmission. The bar scene is an awful way for this, an awful situation, because it passes it on so readily, as we are seeing. The biggest number of jumping cases is people in their teens and 20s, generally ones who might be partying in close proximity. So any gatherings that happened over the 4th that were in close proximity, large numbers of people, and particularly if they were inside, and particularly if they were not wearing masks, those would show up in more cases in probably 2 to 3 weeks. People often do say that, well, it's deaths are down, and so what's the worry? It's just a bunch of young people getting over it. That only looks at part of it. Yes, deaths are down, but when young people are getting sick, they are going to be absent from work. They are going to actually prolong this pandemic. And so our economy and the like will take a longer hit if people aren't wearing masks and aren't doing social distancing, because they're simply extending the length of this pandemic. So there's a lot of downstream effects to these to large gatherings and for letting our guard down. That has a lot of long downstream effects.
Dr. Hilden, and I don't know how much this affects us, I'll ask you about the Minnesota Department of Health Commissioner, Commissioner Malcolm, yesterday announcing the state is shifting to a new tracking metric that looks at the number of cases per 100,000 people. Does that make any difference to you at the hospital?
It does a little bit make a difference, because we used to look at the doubling rate. How quickly did our rate double? How many days? Most states are looking at the how many cases per capita, or based on the size of your population. Minnesota is somewhere between 5 and 10. That's pretty good. When it gets above 10 cases per 100,000, that's not so good. Some places in the country are up to like 15 cases per 100,000, which in epidemiological terms is quite high. And it allows us to compare to other states. I think, I'm not sure, but I think California is somewhere above 10, and some of those states are in that range. Minnesota is less than 10. We're trying to get to 5, just 5 cases per 100,000. And it just makes some sense that if fewer people in your gathering have it, then the chances of it spreading are much less. And that's how we squelch this virus. If it doesn't have infected people in a group, it can't pass around. That's how we're going to beat this thing, is by knocking down the number of people who are out and about and infected. So I think it's a pretty good measure. I think it makes sense for us to measure ourselves the way the other states are, and so we can compare how we're doing and then protect ourselves.
Well, make sure you protect yourself. We're counting on you helping us a lot here, Dave, in the hospital. I know, Dr. Hilden, you've been doing a lot of work along with your cohorts over there, so thank you for that. And then I'll look forward to talking with you on Thursday morning, if you don't mind.
We'll chat again on Thursday. Have a great rest of your day, Dave, and everybody.
You too. Dr. David Hilden at Hennepin Healthcare, also not only a doctor but a vice president of medical affairs over there. WCCO time is 7:28. Steve standing by with the news next, and then we'll check business right after that.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.